Hello and Merry Christmas from everybody here at 93.3 WMMR. Welcome to our annual Santa Tracker Show, Tracky Bam Bam. And who's on my red and green line now?
Hi, Merry Christmas. It's Sarah Dash from the Expensive Winos calling in from New Jersey.
Sarah Dash, we spoke earlier. Keith Richards, his good friend, is on the line with us. Sarah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Sarah, you know what's funny? I know you love to cook, and I knew I smelled something delicious here in our little back cave castle. We're waiting for Santa Claus. We put out some cookies and milk, but I don't know what you're cooking over there. Maybe it's your cookies and milk for Santa, but I smell something good, and I know you love to cook. Are you cooking?
I am cooking. I am cooking roast duck. I'm cooking turkey.
Ooh.
And I'm also cooking ham. I made some gingerbread and some cider for Santa Claus because he always gets cookies and milk, and sometimes milk can give you, you know, flatulence.
I don't know if he's ever going to leave your house and go deliver the rest of the toys on his route with all that delicious food. You're going to get him so fat this morning, Sarah.
A little bit of ginger ale and some gingerbread and some gingerbread and some cider, apple cider, and I didn't spike it.
Okay, a long way
to go tonight.
Yeah, please, Sarah, because if he gets to you, I want him to see us here in Philadelphia, too. Sarah, the family coming over? How do you spend your holiday?
Well, I'm spending it with my niece at her home. I'm taking all the food there down to Maryland. My niece is a subject of MS, and we always honor the MS Foundation because it is a very important part of our family's life, my niece and her husband and her son. So we're all crowding in her three-bedroom house, and we are going to be decorating. Everyone is going to bring a trinket in the afternoon to put on the tree, and Gabriel's all of 9 years old.
Oh.
So we are going to make this a great Christmas just for her. This Christmas is dedicated to Aisha.
That is beautiful. Hey, Sarah, Keith Richards, your good friend in Expensive Winos, 72 years of age? We called it St. Keith's Day here. How about a meal? Did you ever cook for Keith, like on the tour bus when you guys were out on the road? And congratulations, by the way, on the brand new album. Keith's third, Cross-Eyed Heart.
Oh, Cross-Eyed Heart is a wonderful piece of work. And no, I've never cooked for him, but his wife, Patty, has cooked for us. She's made a wonderful roast lamb for us at one point. And but Keith is like, he likes the shepherd's pie.
Yep.
And that's one of his favorite dishes.
And you were up on stage with Keith recently up in New York. I saw it on YouTube with the whole Stones crew, Lisa Fisher, as Mick says, and Bernard Fowler, and you were up on stage. And what was that? Where was that at, Sarah?
That was at the Apollo.
It was
a fundraiser for the American Jazz Foundation of America, rather. And our part of the show was dedicated to Miss Mary Clayton, who is the original voice on Shelter.
Yes.
Yes. Our segment of the show included Waddy Watek, Ivan Neville. We had Valerie Simpson. Nona Hendricks and I were there. Nona Hendricks is from the group LaBelle.
Yes, yeah.
And we were just bringing it home. brought it home.
I saw the video. It looked amazing. So can we ask you plans for next year? I know the Stones have a couple dates. They're going to keep going. But Keith, give you that phone call, or Jane, his manager, they call you up and say, yeah, we might be doing any dates. Can you tell us, Sarah, or no?
Well, Jane just got back from London, where she left Keith with the rest of the Stones, working and planning their tour, which will go out in March. And the Winos, perhaps the Winos, with fingers crossed, we could possibly go out and do a few special dates. I spoke to Steve Jordan, the co-producer and drummer for the Winos, of all of our the Winos music, and he did intimate to me that there may be some special dates that we can do. But, you know, the Stones come first, and then the Expensive Winos, and then Mick Jagger.
Congratulations, Cross-Eyed Heart, and you sang on how many songs?
I sang sang on Damage. Yes, I sang on that. And actually, I just did some hums and some riffs and, you know, right along there with Keith. And but he had some wonderful people this time, Aaron Neville and Nora Jones, who is a very special talent as well. I went in, the night that I went into the studio, it was raining cats and dogs.
How do you get called? Does Keith call you and say, hey, sir, I need some vocals? Or does his manager call you? How does it work? And were you surprised when you got the call?
Well, originally it was Keith, for the very first project that I did with the Winos, it was Keith's manager who called me. Actually, I ran into Keith right around this time, believe it or not. It was during the Christmas holidays, and I stopped in at CBS, and Keith was there, and the president of the company had invited a couple people just to have drinks with him for the holiday. And they were, I came into the building, and I went up to the office, and they said, Keith Richards is in there. I said, well, you tell Keith Richards that Sarah Dash is sitting out here.
You tell him, Sarah.
And Keith opens the door. He said, I've been looking for you. You're the voice I want. And I said, and I'm looking in back of me because I'm thinking at a shadow of Patty or no. And he says, no, I want your voice. Oh. And that's how it all began, right at this time of the year.
Oh, what a great story. And I'm sure you have plenty of stories with Keith and the Expensive Winos. Well, we want to wish you a merry, merry, merry Christmas to you and yours. From me and mine right here at 93.3 WMMR.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm so glad that your listeners support Keith Richards, because he is a very, very special spirit of a man. He's a wonderful musician. He's a great writer. And if you get a chance to see his bio on Netflix, it is a wonderful, wonderful story.
Under the Influence.
The heart and soul of a person who has never, ever given up on his life nor his music.
That's right. Under the Influence. I highly recommend it.
Yes, yes. A wonderful piece of work. And his manager, Jane Rose, is the producer.
Sarah, wait a minute. I hear something. Is that maybe Santa Claus in the background in your house?
I think that the sleigh bells are ringing.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, we're
going
to let you go and get back to that delicious cooking, Sarah. We will see you soon. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everybody here in Philadelphia at WMMR.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. And maybe we can get Steve to call in later. We'll see if we can work that out.
You heard it first. Sarah Dash, the one and only from the Expensive Winos, checking in, because you never know who's going to call into our annual Christmas Santa Tracker show. Sarah, merry, merry.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sarah Dash from the Lady Marmalade Group, but the one who really rocks with Keith Richards and the Expensive Winos. But we're rocking right now with Jackie Bam Bam on WMMR, because he truly is a vampire, and I'm rocking with him tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.